everybody, Bob Claster here, and I'm your host for Funny Stuff, 28 minutes and 30 seconds of comedy, heard every Friday afternoon here on KCRW, and this is another one of those examples where I'm trying to squeeze 1,000 clowns into a Volkswagen in covering the career and highlights of the recordings of Danny Kaye into a half an hour. There's just too much wonderful stuff to do it, so I hope I don't leave out your favorite piece. But I'll try to squeeze in as many favorites as I can. We will start off with Danny Kaye's first big number, and it was from a Broadway show called Lady in the Dark, with a score by Ira Gershwin and Kurt Weill, and it had this number called Tchaikovsky, in which an unknown comedian named Danny Kaye rattled off the names of all of these Russian composers in something like 58 seconds or 35 seconds or what. You can time it yourself if you're interested in this statistic. And this brought down the house, and apparently Gertrude Lawrence, who was the star of the show, wanted the number taken out of the show if it weren't for the fact that the number which followed was a showstopper for her and brought down the house as well. So everybody was happy. The number stayed in the show, and Danny Kaye went on to become a huge international star. We'll also feature some songs from his movies, most of which were written by his wife, one Sylvia Fine Kaye, very talented lady. And then we'll hear some things from an album that he made for children called Mommy, Gimme a Drink of Water, with some wonderful songs written by Milton Schaefer. And if there's time, we'll hear his Peon to the Dodgers and songs from his movies, and that's about it. So I'm using up too much of this time. Let's get started with that song, as advertised, from Lady in the Dark, called Tchaikovsky.
Ladies and gentlemen, I take pride in introducing the greatest show on earth, Liza Elliott's gargantuan three-ring circus, featuring for the first time the captivating and tantalizing Liza Elliott, the woman who cannot make up her mind.
Order in the courtroom.
Ah, the charges against Liza Elliott. Whereas Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind about the Easter cover or the circus cover. Secondus.
Secondus.
Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind whether she is marrying Kendall Nesbitt or not.
Moreover,
Liza Elliott cannot make up her mind as to the kind of woman she wants to be, the executive or the enchantress. And
inasmuch as
in a world where tumult and turmoil reign, these indecisions of Liza Elliott only add to the confusions of an already, as indicated, confused world. Therefore, be it resolved that Liza Elliott be brought to trial and be made to make up her mind. I should like to introduce that fearless witness, Kendall Nesbitt. Mr. Nesbitt, you are divorcing your wife so you can be free to marry the defendant. Isn't that so?
Yes, sir.
You were led to believe the defendant would marry you when, as, and if.
Yes, sir.
But now she refuses to make up her mind.
Yes, sir.
You gave her the best years of your life, and yet she refuses to be your wife.
Yes, sir.
He gave her the best years of his life. She was, shall we call it, his mistress. 'Twas only for her he's divorcing his wife, and now the man's in a distress. The mister who once was the master of a two would make of his mistress his missus. But he's missed out on a missus, for the mistress is through. What a mess of a mishmash this is. You know, I like that music. Who wrote it?
Tchaikovsky!
Tchaikovsky? I love Russian composers. There's Malachevsky, Rubinstein, Arensky, Yentchikovsky, Sapelnikov, Dmitriev, Cherepnik, Krizhinovsky, Godovsky, Atabuchov, Moniuszko, Akimenko, Soloviev, Prokofiev, Tiomkin, Goroschenko. There's Grinkler, Winkler, Bortniatsky, Rebekov, and Yinsky. There's Metterbalek, Kirov, Zolotarev, and Voschinsky. And Sokolov, and Kopolov, Dukhelsky, and Klinovsky. And Shostakovich, Boradin, Glier, and Novikovsky. There's Liadov, and Karganov, Markeyevich, Panchenko. And Dargumisky, Chervachevsky, Ryabin, Vasilenko. Stravinsky, Rimsky, Kosakov, Kuchorsky, and Grechaninov, and Glazunov, and Cesar, Kvikalini, Kamrachman.
up. Stravinsky and Gretchaninov, Kropotkin and Rachmaninoff. I really ought to stop. The subject has been broken upon enough.
Stravinsky,
Gretchaninov,
Kropotkin,
Rachmaninoff.
I better stop because we feel we all have undergone enough.
Manic Depressive Pictures present. Hello, Fresno, goodbye. Produced by Are You Manic and directed by Depressive.
Now you know the name of the picture and you'd like to see it. But no.
Screenplay by Gluck, from a stage play by Motz, from a story by Blip, from a chapter by Ronk, from a sentence by Dokes, from a comma by Stokes, from an idea by Grokes, based on a Joe Miller's jokes.
Now you know the name of the picture and who wrote it, and you'd still like to see it. But no.
Art direction, Finkelpuff interiors, Minerva Buff photography, Alonzo Tech recorded sound as Needleback upholstery by Zachary, Nick Knackery by Thackeray, Terpsichore by Dickory, and Dickory by Doc.
Now finally at last, comes the picture. And what do we see? The same old beautiful curvy scales. The opening scene is a ranch in Fresno, California. So what are they singing?
When it's cherry blossom time in Orange, New Jersey, we'll make a peach of a pear. I know we can't elope, so honey, do be mine. And if
up from the gulch rides a hunk of man, he is our hero, Cowboy Dan, a galloping, yodeling buckaroo. His horse, of course, is a baritone, too. I've got the wagon wheels inside of me. I've got that old cactus in the hide of me. I ever got that.
The girls are delighted to hear this. But where is our heroine? As the bell rings for lunch, we find our heroine in the corral, eating her heart out. She is Mary Sue Ann, tap-dancing daughter of an American juggling act who left her on the doorstep of an old English castle where she was found by Sir Basil Metabolism, who said, "By Jove, a girl, baby! I shall raise her as my own daughter," which he did. But she wants to tap-dance a cowboy Dan who she met on this trip and who was love at first sight, wants to marry her so she can tap-dance, but she knows Sir Basil will never permit this. Never, never, never!
That's why she's eating her heart out.
But through her tears, she is singing a happy little song, because she is also a coloratura soprano. She is beside herself. Her favorite position.
Oh, Father, you must let me marry Cowboy Dan. He owns the biggest ranch in Texas, bar none.
Bar none? Why, that's the password of the FBI. It can't be. No, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes, no, no, yes, yes, it can't be. But it was.
He rushes to Mary Sue Ann. Mary Sue Ann, you must help me out. Can you tap out a message in code?
This is her big chance. Now she can tap dance, which she does. But what has she done? She has betrayed her own father. But he isn't her father. He is Heinrich von Schlupen von Rodes Flömen Heiden de Glube de Ölske Schmerzen behassen de Ulde Gehölmen de Helme de Flömen de Geplange de Ölze und Ulmen de Has Knall be de Ölden Grone Ölzen Hals Mugehöl El Mnini Hölbel. The dangerous German spy. Stick up your hands, you dirty rat, and cowardice, flight, and eit, and blad. So, the FBI finally captured the German spy. Dan and Mary are about to blend. You think the picture's about to end? But now. Who ever heard of a musical picture without Carmelita Pepita, the Bolivian
bombshell.
I wish you would come with me to my little village in Bolivia. So peaceful there are the purple mountains with the lovely mist and the shining stars. And the little people who live so simple and quiet. And every night, all they want to do is
grab a partner, swing away, a cherry blossom, lime, an orange, and jay. Grab him by the teeth and swing him by the hair, and you will make a peach of a pear, oh, grab.
So here we are back in Fresno, California. And this is where you came in. But do not fret, my friends. This is a picture that ends in the middle for the benefit of the people who came in the middle. This is the end.
It all began when I was born a month too soon. I'm always frightened by a runaway saloon. Pa was forced to be a hobo because he played the oboe, and the oboe, it is clearly understood, is an ill wind that no one blows good. I'll never forget the morning that Grandpa ate the awning to impress a pretty lady who went for men that were shady. Then Uncle Josiah lit the great Frisco fire, ran off to Hawaii with the old Erie cow, which his loving wife resented and thereupon invented a rolling pin that strikes and then says, "How?" And I'm the result of the twisted eugenics of this family of inbred schizophrenics, the end of a long, long line of jacks. I design women's hats. I'm Anatole Lefaris, I shriek with chic. My hat of the week caused 6 divorces, 3 runaway horses. I'm Anatole Lefaris, my small frou-frous make heady news from Fifth Avenue casements to all back basements. Let me get my paw on a little piece of straw, and voila, a chapeau at $60 a throw. It's how I pull and chew on it. The little things I do on it. Like placing yards of lacing or a bicycle bill for two on it. The little ones, the big ones, the sat on by a pig ones, the foolish ones that perch and the ghoulish ones that lurch. The one called whiskey sour, designed for the cocktail hour. A little snip of potato chip and a trifle of the Eiffel Tower. I'm Anatole of Paris, I must design. I'm just like wine. I go to your head. Give me thread and a needle. I itch, I twitch to stitch. I'm a glutton for cutting, for putting with the button. To snip and pluck, nip and tuck, fix and trim, crown and trim, coat that to bars, and a nip to that to veil. I'm Anatole Lefaris, I cannot vex the daffy sex. They've won shrubs from the prairie, tubs from the dairy. They learn to wear the stern of the Queen Mary. And why do I sew each new chapeau with a style they most look positively grim in? Strictly between us, entre nous, I hate women.
Mr. Smythe met a Mr. Jones on the avenue one day.
These strange Americans do talk in a most peculiar way.
They both were solid citizens, they both had been around.
And as they spoke, you clearly saw their feet were on the ground.
Hello.
How are you?
How's the folks?
What's new?
I'm great.
That's good.
Ha ha.
Not good.
Well, well.
What say?
How you been?
I stay.
How's tricks?
What's new?
That's fine.
How are you?
Nice weather we are having, but it gives me such a pain. I've taken my umbrella, so of course it doesn't rain.
I hope.
That's life.
What's new?
How's the wife?
Got to run.
Oh, my.
Ta-ta, ta-ta, goodbye. 10 years went quickly by for both these substantial men, and then it happened that one day they chanced to meet again. That they had both developed in 10 years, there was no doubt, and so, of course, they had an awful lot to talk about.
Hello.
How are you?
How's the folks?
What's new?
I'm great.
That's good.
Ha ha.
That would.
Well, well.
What say?
How you been?
Nice day.
How's tricks?
What's new?
That's fine.
How are you?
I'm sure I know your face, but I just can't recall your name. Well, how you've been, old boy? You're looking just about the same.
I ho.
That's life.
What's new?
How's the wife?
Got to run.
Oh, ma.
Ta-ta.
Alamo.
Goodbye.
Before they met again, some 20 years they had to wait. This time it happened up above inside St. Peter's Gate. A harp one was carrying and both were wearing wings. And this is what they said as they were strumming on the strings.
Hello.
How are you?
How's it going?
What's new?
I'm great.
That's good.
Ha ha.
That's good.
Well, well.
What's new?
How you been?
Nice thing.
How's tricks?
What's new?
That's fine.
How are you?
You've grown a little stouter since I saw you last, I think. You must come over someday and we'll have a drink. I ho.
That's right.
What's new?
How's the bike?
Got to run.
Oh, my.
That's our other goodbye.
I want a drink of water. No, now! Not later! Now!
Mommy, what are you doing? I want to tell you something. First come and then I'll tell you. It's a secret. It's about Willie and the teacher, and he called her a stupid dope. Mommy, do you hear me? Give me a drink of water. Turn the light on. I can't see. The chair's moving. There's a funny animal on the wall. You coming, Ma? There's an aeroplane in the room and it's flying all around. It's flying in my head. Mommy, give me a drink of water.
Seymour's mother always gives him water, he told me. And sometimes his mother lets him get it himself. And that crazy Barbara in school today, she scratched me. It hurts too. You wanna see it, Mom? I need a bandage it up.
Mommy, oh, Mommy, tell me a story. The one about the king who lived in the woods. And he killed a wicked dragon with his magic sword.
that's the one I like. Tell me that one. Tell me, Mommy. Tell me. I'm gonna tell Daddy you're not a good mommy. You never listen to me. You bad, naughty mommy. Mommy, give me a drink of water. Give me a cookie too. Turn the light on. Tell me a story. The one about the, you know, mommy. Tell me a drink of water.
So I say D, I say D-O, D-O-D, D-O-D-G. D-O-D-G-E-R-S, team, 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 oh. I say O-M, O-M-A, O-M-A-L, O-M-A-L-L-E-Y, oh, really? No, O'Malley. Sandy Koufax, oh, my Drysdale Maury Wills, I love you so. And we defy, defy the J-I, J-I-N, J-I-N-T, J-I-N-T-S, Giants! Orlando Cepeda is at bat with the bases jammed. Orlando Cepeda with a wham, bam. He hit a grand slam in the very first inning, but it's only the beginning. In the third, like a bite, we get two on and away. Then fairly hits into a double play. Here comes Big Frank Howard, yes siree. Boy, what a swing! Strike three. O-dem B, O-dem B-U, B-U-M, B-U-M-S. Them bums, them bums, them dry bums. Oh, they may be bums, but they're my bums. Top of the fifth, say hey Willie Mays hits a three-bagger down the right field line. But he's out trying to stretch it to a homer as Roseborough tags him on the bottom of the spine. With a crack you can hear all the way back up to San Francisco. Open your hospitals! Inning six, Maury Wills draws a walk. In the coach's box, Leo DeRocher, Leo DeRocher, starts to wiggle and to twitch. A signal? No, an itch. Go, Maury, go, Maury, go, go, go. Maury goes, the catcher throws, right from the solar plexus. At the bag, he beats the tag, that mighty little waif. And umpire Conlon cries, you're out! Out, out, down in the dugout, Alston glowers, up in the booth, Vince Scully frowns, out in the stands, O'Malley grins, attendance 50,000, and what does O'Malley do? Arch! Bottom of the ninth, 4-0, last chance. Push the button, oh, we're pleading, begging on our knees. Come on, you Flatbush refugees. Maury Wills at bat, hit it for me once. Stu Miller throws, Maury bunts. Cepeda runs the field, the ball, and Hiller covers first. Haller runs the backup, Hiller, Hiller crashes into Miller. Miller falls, drops the ball, Conlon calls, safe. Yay, Maury! Gilliam, up. Miller grunts. Miller throws. Gilliam bunts. Cepeda runs the field, the ball, and Hiller covers first. Haller runs the backup, Hiller. Hiller crashes into Miller. Miller falls, drops the ball. Conlon calls, safe. Yay, Conlon! Willie Davis gets a hit and Tommy does the same. Here comes Mr. Howard with a chance to win the game. Hit it once! Big Frank bunts! Cepeda runs to field the ball, so does Hiller, so does Miller. Miller hollers, Hiller, Hiller hollers, Miller, Haller hollers, Hiller points to Miller with his fist. And that's the Miller, Hiller, Haller, Hallelujah twist! The Davis score, it's 4-4. Howard's still running the bases. From second to third, it's almost absurd. Amazement on everyone's faces. He's heading for home, he hasn't a chance. The poor nut is gonna be dead. But the ball hits him right in the seat of his pants. And he scores. That's using your head. So I say D. I say D-O. D-O-D-G-E-R-S. The team that's all heart. Oh, heart and all thumbs, they're my Los Angeles, your Los Angeles, our Los Angeles. Do you think we'll really win the pennant? Bonzo Demba!
Okay, all you statisticians out there, how many times did Frank Howard bunt in his career? You don't win anything. The address is Bob Claster, C-L-A-S-T-E-R, 1900 Pico Boulevard, Santa Monica, California. I guess care of KCRW. 90405, if you, for that or for any other questions that you might have. What we heard was Tchaikovsky from The Lady in the Dark by Ira Gershwin and Kurt Weill. The lobby number from, I think, Up in Arms was the movie. Anatole of Paris, maybe from the same movie, I'm not sure. I'm sure you'll let me know by your letters. Babbitt and the Bromide, that was by George and Ira Gershwin. And Mommy, Give Me a Drink of Water, from a wonderful album by the same name, which is now, I guess, out of print again, but Capitol keeps bringing it back again, and I would imagine someday they'll bring it out on a CD, maybe before too long. Terrific record. I grew up with it, and I'm sure many of you did, too. And then we closed out with the Dodger song, which I used to play on a very rare old 45, and now it's available on a wonderful stereo remix on the Baseball's Greatest Hits Volume 1 from Rhino on a CD, and probably also on vinyl and cassette as well. For the next 5 weeks, this program will be spent in the company of Stan Freberg, who came down here about a year ago and talked about his career, and we played all sorts of very rare things. So for the next 5 weeks, you're in for a treat. So that's about it. I gave you the address to write to me. Please enclose a phone number so I can get back to you, a daytime phone number. And that's about it. So until then, till next week, this is your host, Bob Claster, thanking you for listening and reminding you to always keep that sense of humor well exercised, because you never know when you're going to need it. Have a great week, everybody. Bye-bye.